Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on a Monday morning. Can you believe it? Almost 2 hours gone. Sun's finally starting to come up. Beautiful day. Freeze tonight. See you later. All the insects, flies, all those annoying little things. The freeze will bring this annoying thing out, which that is myself being self-deprecating there for you. Feel free. I'm always a good punching bag. Just don't get mad if it punches back. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco in with you here on 96.5 The Fan. One of my favorite segments, which is what's in the script. I just had mentioned I like to take all the punches and absorb them. There is a big punch I have to take today, and that was I know one thing I was wrong about in the script. I can start. I'll lay my head on the guillotine first. I was wrong about a lot of things, but I was wrong about, or I was right about one thing, Mac, as we get to where I was at in the script. Nope. Okay.
Nope. Mac, what, who, where, when, why, how?
I guess I'm not in there. We'll start with Bob. All right. Here's Bob's in the script.
So for me this weekend, the only thing in the script will be people realizing how much better the Chiefs are over everyone else in the NFL, including Minnesota. Last week was some of their lowest Sunday ratings the NFL has had in years, right?
Why?
Chiefs played on Monday night. Chiefs don't play this weekend at all. I'll be interested to see the ratings, and I'll be interested to see what people truly think of the league when they walk away from watching some of these other teams that play that, quite honestly, are boring. They're not as good and not as fun and not as entertaining about the Chiefs. I think people will say the weekend is going to be mid because no one in the NFL entertains like the Kansas City Chiefs. And whether it's watching them play defense, special teams, offense, they are so entertaining, so much fun to watch. And this weekend, America doesn't have the opportunity to watch the Kansas City Chiefs, and that stinks. Baltimore will beat Washington, and some will say now the Ravens are the team that's going to knock off Kansas City, as they've already started to do Dominique Foxworth, right? I do think the Ravens get that win this weekend, and everybody say the Ravens are sneaky. They're getting hot at the right time, blah, blah, blah. Chiefs already beat them this year. Doesn't matter. And then Daniel Jones and the Giants are going to beat Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals to officially put that nail in the coffin, because the Giants are coming up with a big win against Seattle. Even though their first drive ended in a fumble return for 101 yards for a touchdown, they actually look competent on offense. And I think Cincinnati right now is already making plans for the offseason to go to Cabo. So the Giants are going to finish the Bengals off this weekend. But before the games start, every pregame show will have an hour of Aaron Rodgers coverage. And it will be all the Jets, all Aaron Rodgers, and all that fiasco. Because you know what? That is a train wreck, and we all love it. And we all stop and watch what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We cannot get enough of that saga in New York.
Well, that'll continue tonight because they're on Monday Night Football. So
I mean, the pregame shows did have Aaron Rodgers all over. At one point yesterday, during the Sunday night broadcast, I thought the Jets were playing on Sunday night, and I had to look at my schedule again and go, no, the Giants are playing tonight. The Jets are playing tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, because it was all Aaron Rodgers. I did get the Giant outcome wrong. I was close. They almost won that game, right? But they have Daniel Jones as their quarterback. But we also saw Baltimore, and then I heard one of the McCourties on Sunday Night Football that Baltimore is the best offense in the NFL. So
they knew
that was coming.
Their running back's also on pace for 26 touchdowns and 1,900 yards rushing.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to stand up, but hey, go for it, man. Go for it, right?
You're proving me wrong. This was Max in the script.
Saints and Spencer Rattler. So the Saints play the Bucks this week, and Spencer Rattler is starting for Derek Carr, and he's going to become the starter for the rest of the season after this week. He's going to play well. He's going to beat Tampa Bay. He's actually kind of a talented quarterback. He never really got it going in college. Everyone just kind of knows him from that show when he was a high school senior and he was a total jerkwad when he was 17 years old. Well, he's 23, 24 years old now. He's grown a lot. I actually think he's really, really talented. He's going to take over Derek Carr's job in New Orleans. Carr's going to be traded to the Miami Dolphins or the Tennessee Titans after this week.
I like
because
that.
The Saints are like, I don't need you anymore. We're paying you. You're a statue. You're throwing picks up to Brian Cook on the sideline when you think you're throwing 60 yards. Broncos are going to beat the Chargers. And the NFL media is finally going to start to notice the Broncos. Go, oh, the Broncos. They've won four in a row. Bo Nix, is Sean Payton truly the savior that we thought? But in all reality, they're a bad team. He's beaten other bad teams along with a volatile Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. The Bengals, you mentioned it, Bob. You think they're going to win? I think they're going to play a close game on Sunday Night Football. I do think they're going to be able to beat the Giants in a close one. I think Joe Burrow will look good.
Joe
and he'll
Burrow?
Get praised as the savior who's saving this team. But even though they're 2-4, and he's been a part of those losses, he's made bad plays in those losses. He's fumbled it against the Kansas City Chiefs in a clutch situation. He threw an interception, I think fumbled it against the Baltimore Ravens in a clutch situation. And, of course, like you said, the Chiefs will walk out at a winner as the cesspool of the NFL grows murky and murkier at the bottom, and that path of clarity grows even more clear for the Chiefs at the top.
Eesh. Well, you got the Cincinnati Joe Burrow thing. How about a 47-yard touchdown run for the savior, right?
Yeah.
The Giants tried, man. They wanted to get him out of there, but...
The Broncos take did not work out.
And no, the Broncos take... No. But if Bo Nix was on the Giants, they may have won that game last night.
All right, let's see how wrong I was in the script from Friday. My script is, we're going to turn Bob into a believer this weekend with two guys.
Okay.
This week, Kyler Murray and Caleb Williams are going to prove it to you, Bob Fesco.
All right. Are they playing against each other?
They're not. Kyler Murray goes on the road to Green Bay. Okay. Kyler Murray against Green Bay is going to be something that I don't think you're going to expect. You think, oh, he's in Lambeau. Tough test. You know, you go to a hostile environment. Green Bay is 23rd in passing yards allowed and 23rd in total yards allowed.
Ugh,
Kyler Murray has a wide receiver one in Marvin Harrison Jr. There's no secret. He has got weapons. He seems to be playing better this year. He seems to be healthy. He has 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's got that wide receiver one. He has a 99.1 QBR, and he has a 68% passing completion percentage. Those are numbers that you cannot deny. He also averages 200 yards a game. If you want to be fair, it's 195. But he has a big opportunity. So we're going to go into a hostile environment in Lambeau. Big test. NFC North opponent. I know he's in the NFC West. The NFC West is wide open. The leader in that division is the team that played last night, which is the San Francisco 49ers. They are 3-3. They'll be 3-4 after next week. Kyler Murray wins this week. He shows more belief than Bob and everybody else that's just going to use that lame excuse and only does play Call of Duty. Kyler Murray's been better than people think. He proves that to Bob this weekend. The other thing that gets proven is Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams will get Doug Peterson fired after this game on Sunday. The Jaguars go to Chicago. Caleb Williams now has two games.
Isn't this a London game this weekend for Jacksonville?
I guess, Chicago's the home team. Yeah. But Jacksonville in their hometown, I guess, of London. But they play host to or they play visitors to Chicago. They're the home team. They're in the better uniforms. Doug Peterson goes to London, does not make it back as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chicago wins by 14 points. Caleb Williams has another 300-yard game. Jaguars have quit on Doug Peterson ever since your ATM guy fumbled the ball in the first game of the season.
Yep.
You said their season is over. It is an epic meltdown in Jacksonville. I think Caleb Williams has another big game. Roma Dunze looks like he might be on the come. You also have a couple of running backs in that backfield with Swift and their rookie this year as well. I really like Chicago this week against Jacksonville. I love Caleb Williams. I love Kyler Murray and all sorts of prop bets on FanDuel and DraftKings. Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray in the script, make Bob a believer and kind of maintain his hatred towards those quarterbacks.
There you go. You got 50% right, right, right? 50% right.
And to be fair, Kyler Murray wasn't that bad.
He was terrible when it mattered.
He was 22 of 32, 214 yards passing and a touchdown.
What were his first half stats?
You didn't ask me that. I just gave you his full stats. Jordan Love, much better. 22 of 32, 258, 4 touchdowns and a pick. So, yeah, Caleb Williams, good.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's really good.
Not good.
Kyler Murray, let's see. First half stats for Kyler Murray here. Of course, why would the computer not freeze up right now? Kyler Murray in the first half was 9 of 17, 103 yards, and 1 touchdown.
And he did that without his wide receiver, one who left the game with a concussion.
He did leave early, but still, you know.
Caleb Williams this week, 23 of 29, 226, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. He also had 4 rushes for 56 yards.
Who do the Bears have this week? Are they off?
They have a bye, then they get washed in the week after.
Right, so they got a bye.
It's the rookie of the year game that we'll be watching.
It's a good time to have a bye for the Bears, right? Coming back from London, take the week off. Big game, rookie v. rookie on noon football.
That's right.